Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared. In the resumption of trading, we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 8:37, up 6 1/4 on the open. September, 8:49, up 9 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 7:87, up 3 on the open. September, 8:02, up 3. December, 8:24, up 5 1/2 on the open. July corn opened at 5.92 1/2, up 2 3/4 on the open. September, 6.05 1/2, up 3 1/4. December, 6.19, up 3. March of 2009, 6.32 1/2, up 3 3/4. September, 6.16 down 1/2. December, 6.06 1/4, up 4 1/4 on the open. July soybeans opened at 13.41, up 9 1/2 on the open. August, 13.42, up 7 3/4. September, 13.37, up 10 3/4. November, 13.39, up 13 1/4. January of 2009, 13.52, up 13 1/4. March, 13.56, up 7 1/2. May, 13.63, up 9 1/4. July, 13.72, up 9 1/2 on the open. July soybean meal opened at $3.35.50, up $2 on the open. August, $3.38.50, up $3.20. July soybean oil opened at $61.05, up 2 on the open. August, $61.72, up 37. June live cattle opened at 94.15, up 50 on the open. August, 99.05, up 52 1/2. May feeders opened at 107.95, up 2 1/2 on the open. August, 113.50, down 17 1/2. June lean hogs opened at 76.55, unchanged on the open. July, 76.50, up 5. And July bellies opened at 77.15, unchanged on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Hi there. How are you?
I am doing very well. How
about
you? Gorgeous
morning here.
Oh, it's a day to get out in the fields and do some planting if you can. Let's go ahead and begin, Paul, with the soybeans today instead of the corn, and get your general impressions of how this market has performed in the last 7 days and where you think it's going to go in the next 14 days.
Well, the arithmetic in the soybean complex is rather unique, and the U.S. Supply-demand estimates basically concur with that, with the carryover at 145, and I think the new crop carryover at 185. Since the USDA came out with that, the whisper in the fields of Iowa is that the farmer probably was a little more aggressive on planting corn in the big state of Iowa, and to some extent we're getting that whisper in parts of Illinois as well. But there's going to have to be a lot of corn replanted and in southern Illinois and Indiana, and as a result of that, it's going to be possibly a lower-yielding product. But the acres all indicate that the bean acres are probably going to be down. The Argentine government has a policy of everything they do seems to be wrong. Their currency is up or deflating at 24%. The middle-class citizens are basically selling pesos and buying dollars because they think that there's going to be a devaluation. The government is also limiting the amount of exports on a monthly and a yearly policy for the exporters, so they want complete control of knowing what is actually sold and exported. And as a result of that is that the marketplace is basically going to the supplier that's reliable and a supplier that they can do business with, and of course that's the United States of America. Also brought out yesterday with T-Bone Pickens celebrating his 80th birthday, that his prediction of higher energy prices was also very supportive to the corn and soybean markets. As a rule, late planted, the temperatures out here aren't very conducive to early harvests of either corn, wheat, or soybeans. And as a result of that, that's a supportive factor in all three commodities.
So if I'm hearing you right, Paul, we're not going to get to USDA's 74.8 million planted acres of soybeans?
That's my general impression as of May 21st, 2008 at 9:54 a.m.
And so therefore, this market has potential to go higher in your mindset, but you might have to have some patience, is what you're suggesting.
That's right. And, from my feelings from listening to people in the industry, I think the marketplace is short beans, expecting, you know, more bean acres, more production this winter from South America, which, you know, we know Argentina is going to be a struggle to get more acres. And the ethanol sugarcane boom and corn boom in Brazil is well alive, and their country has a lot of dollars and surplus currencies, and so they're going to bet on the thing that brought them to the party, and that's ethanol sugarcane, and that's where all the big investments that we hear are going into that big producing country.
Corn performing pretty well today, July at 1340 up, 8.5, the November the July corn at 596 3/4, up 7. The December at 623 1/4, up 7 1/4. We're beginning to pick up some chatter, though, Paul, that in the next report, the supply and demand report, we're going to see another increase in old crop carryout. Are you hearing that, too?
Well, right now, exports are a little bit behind in corn. And we think ethanol is still a little bit behind. And it'll be interesting to see how the government plays the numbers with the livestock. And, the general impression I have is that even with this late-planted corn, you know, we have to be looking at somewhat of a yield drop from some of those high yields that are being projected by some of the think tank people, like in form of 158 bushels, you know, it's probably high. To answer your question, there's a gray area here about it. The marketplace hasn't rewarded anyone all year for being bearish corn, and why should they do it on the next supply-demand report? Our general impression, though, is that the farmers are planting more corn than anticipated. They're going to have to replant a lot of corn. The exports on corn aren't up to snuff, and the ethanol usage isn't up to snuff either. But we do understand there's a new ethanol plant on starting up in Cloverdale, Indiana, that's creating a big market surge of corn going to the processing plants. And that's really where the real support in the corn prices are, is just the continuation of higher energy prices, creating demand for corn, and also demand to the ethanol industry, which is really the basic deal of this corn price support that we're seeing.
We're going to have to scale back USDA's idea of 153 plus on a yield?
I would think that that's in the market. Yeah, that should happen, yes.
What do you think the traders are looking at now? 152, 151? What's their mindset?
I think that the truth of the matter is, Dave, the think tank people think with this triple stack corn and possibly normal weather, it's still fairly optimistic. But, you basically ask what Paul thought, and I agree with you. That's a pretty big number as of the conditions in this late plant that we're seeing.
Thank you much, Paul. Have a great day.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick. In Kansas City, July wheat now at 833.5, up 2 3/4. September, 844, up 4 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat, 779, down 5. September, 801, up 2. December, 815, down 3.5. July corn, 5.97, up 7.25, now up 7. September, 6.09, up 6.75. December, 6.23.5, up 7.5. March, 6.32.5, up 3.75. July beans, 13.38, up 6.5. August, 13.45, up 10.75. September, 13.37, up 10.75. November, 13.37, up 11.25. Taking a look at Mike Solis' two-state forecast today, he says mostly sunny early, then some cloudiness developing during the afternoon. Highs ranging from 60 in northeastern Indiana to 75 in far southern Illinois. Tonight in Indiana, mostly clear. In Illinois, clear to partly cloudy early, then increasing cloudiness with widely scattered showers arriving in southwestern Illinois overnight. Lows ranging from 40 in northwestern Illinois to around 50 in far southern Indiana. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, mainly in central Illinois and southern sections. Highs ranging from 53 in northern Indiana to 72 in southwestern Illinois. Dry weather will return to the area for the weekend after showers and isolated thunderstorms focus on western and southern sections Thursday and Friday. Most rain totals will remain below an inch, except in areas that receive heavier thunderstorms. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.